Until Tuesday night, the Los Angeles Lakers had sold out 270 games in a row. But now the Los Angeles Clippers are the only resident of the Staples Center with an active sellout streak. Jesse Lawrence is the founder and CEO of TickIQ, and he writes about the business and emotion of the ticket market for Forbes. He's also found that fans will pay, on average, $40 more for a Clippers home game against the Lakers than they will for a Lakers home game against the Clippers. Jesse, the venue remains the same. What's going on here?
Well, that's new this year, but I think it's just Clippers fans are more enthusiastic about potentially beating the Lakers than Lakers fans who, you know, for years and years had been top dog at the Staples Center, now are looking up at the Clippers, and why would you want to pay to see your team lose to their roommates?
The Clippers have Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Meanwhile, Lakers stars Kobe Bryant and Steve Nash have been battling injuries. How important are the star players to ticket sales?
Crucially important. We actually did an analysis on teams in the top 10 average price this year on the secondary market. And just as a quick rundown, that's the Knicks, the Heat, the Lakers, the Nets, the Bulls, the Thunder, the Clippers, the Rockets. Every one of those teams has at least one identifiable star, if not two, if not three, in the case of the Heat. And so I think the NBA has always been a star-driven league. And without that big star draw, it's a less compelling value proposition for consumers who are, you know, shelling out some real money to see these teams play.
The longest active sellout streak in professional sports right now belongs to the Dallas Mavericks, but the team says their streak, which dates back to December 2001, might end on Monday. Is there just not enough star power in Dallas these days?
I think that's part of it. I think, you know, Dirk Nowitzki is still the face of the franchise. Last year was a mediocre season. This year is to be determined, and I think fans just aren't as excited about, you know, shelling out, again, real money. The ticket is just the point of entry. If the seat's not full, someone's not buying the extra $100 worth of stuff. And so in baseball, about half of the league dynamically prices, which means they can fluctuate prices up and down, you know, getting as many people into the seats as they possibly can. I think these teams like the Mavericks that are, you know, for the first time in 10 years, facing the reality of not filling every seat every game, you know, we're really starting to look at some of these alternatives as ways to, you know, tap into that sort of secondary level of demand that they may not be hitting today.
Jesse Lawrence is the CEO of TickIQ, a ticket aggregator. Jesse, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Problems, I sure got some. Well, I got two tickets to paradise. Don't you want to go with me?
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. And Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Radio Shack. This is NPR.